You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Hembo, Evan Cohen, from Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern, Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, with you. What happened to you yesterday? For the fan?
Yes.
By the way, before you even answer that, I want to update one other thing. Hembo's in his best hunting gear today. He claims he has a past as a hunter in Ohio, where his family is. Kevin Winter, our teammate here at ESPN Radio, texted what to you, Cam?
Yeah, Kevin Winter texted me, great SportsCenter update anchor and hosts some games here for us on ESPN Radio. Deer has 10-1 odds of survival with Hembo hunting.
I actually have to fact check Kevin Winter on that because there's actually a seeing green boost. You can get that at 12-1 if you'd like to lay some money on that.
But on the ESPN bet.
Yes, yeah. On the ESPN bet at seeing green. Look, I appreciate it. I'm obviously not the hunting type. I just wanted to ensure that you and I didn't dress the same for the umpteenth consecutive show we did together. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what happened to you yesterday?
I'm dying to know if this has ever happened to you as being a public figure for as many years as you've been a public figure. So I was at my butcher yesterday buying a rack of ribs to enjoy with Keith Costas tonight.
First you're hunting, then you're butching. Jeez.
And you're name dropping?
Yeah. Hashtag Keith. I mean, he's a member of the... Bubba, I mean, tell Evan, like, Keith is practically a member of the family.
Yeah, he gets mentioned quite a bit on the show, that's for sure.
So Bob's son, Keith Costas, is a close friend of mine. He's a researcher at the MLB Network. He's one of the people, one of the few people whose company I enjoy outside of work. Mm. We're going to split a rack of ribs today. Anyway, I was at the butcher yesterday selecting my rack of ribs, and God's honest truth, dying to know if you've ever had this experience. Some guy in the butcher shop comes up to me and asks, has anyone ever told you that you look like Hembo from ESPN?
That's amazing. That is amazing. And so what did you say?
I froze. Obviously not expecting him to say such a thing, I said, no, I've never gotten that. And then we just went on with our day.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even tell him it was me.
Oh, my God.
Is that the wrong way to approach
that? Yes. Like, offense? You're not that big of a celebrity, right? Neither am I, right? We're not Greeny. We're in for Greeny, right? The Greeny part would be the celebrity. The in for would be less than that.
So I should have admitted that I was me?
I mean... How many?
Yes, you are you.
Yes, how many occurrences?
Hey,
you
look kind of look like that Hembo guy. Like oh, I am Hembo.
Like once a month. Actually, last month I was walking Bubba. I was walking to the place where I parked my car here down at the seaport. This guy sitting on the bench stood up and he gave me the Rex Ryan belt. Like after he gets a trivia.
That's so good.
So that's the most recent time I was acknowledged. But obviously, he didn't ask me if I looked like me.
Did he yell, "I own you, my friend"?
He said, "I own you." Yeah, he did say,
"That's
I own you."
So good.
Nice. I had the weirdest interactions with fans.
Couple of follow-ups, if I may,
please.
You and I walk out together a lot when I fill in for Greeny. We then have a point where we go our separate ways because we park in different areas.
Right.
We do not park in the same lot, yet we work in the same place, and we generally get in roughly around the same time. You're usually here a couple minutes before I am. How much is your parking? I just got to ask.
My parking?
Yeah.
It's 31-something per day, and then I'm still scanning the first responder discount to get it down to $25.50.
Why would you get a first responder?
Well, during COVID, people that came in, you know, like, you know, people that worked during COVID were able to like download something on the app to say, oh, you're a first responder. And so I did that. And
but you're just lying.
It's still a thing. No, I work in television. I work in television production.
I
think we're essential personnel.
Essential personnel
yeah,
would be,
first responders.
We are like you not were, first responders.
Oh, my God. That's like ambulance, fire, police. You do stats. I mean.
Sir, there's been a murder. Call Hembo.
First responder.
I'm also
somebody
a firefighter.
Get the first responder. No. Who's the nearest first responder?
Essential personnel.
We need the advanced analytics on this kill.
You don't consider me essential personnel?
Essential personnel for what? We're out of the pandemic.
I'm always the first person to respond when Greeny has a question here.
That's true. You are
so
a first responder.
And so I still get the COVID discount. So it's $25.50 per day. Is that how much you pay?
I'm all in $30 per day.
You're at 30.
But I don't lie about being a first responder.
An essential personnel.
Unlike you, I have immense amount of respect for those who work as firefighters, who work in hospitals with ambulances and EMT and police officers.
Oh, actual first responders.
Parents are medical professionals, and I would be one if I were smart enough to be one. I have immense respect for them.
But you lie to the parking garage, and you scan an app saying you're a first responder.
I'm not pretending to be an ambulance worker. Yeah, I work.
Do you leave your car in scrubs and then throw them out every day when you walk by?
What is he doing? Do you use a handicap thing?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, because that would be horrific.
But I am essential personnel.
No, you're not.
And I'm still. How am I?
You're essential to Greeny. You're not essential personnel.
So that is essential. I am an essential employee. I am essential personnel. The world can't revolve around itself.
I believe you're committing fraud.
Fraud.
Yeah, I think you're committing fraud.
Fraud. That's a very strong word. That's like legal term.
Yeah, because you're lying about your status.
You think I
owe? Get a $5 a day discount.
You think I owe the parking garage $5 a day times every time I've scanned that thing since 2020 when they told me to do it?
I hope the parking attendant is listening.
In 2020,
I even show my ESPN ID and like as a way of proving that I'm a first responder.
You're not a first responder.
I am the first person to respond every time Greeny says. Hembo.
Not necessarily, because the guy who says Hembo at the butcher, you actually were not the first responder. So you proved yesterday at the butcher, you were not the first to respond to Hembo. Actually a second responder.
We went from me asking someone if I look like me to you excoriating me for being a fake ambulance worker.
Yeah.
A fake firefighter.
And you're not even the first
responder. Committing fraud.
You didn't respond first to the butcher guy.
And no one responds to me when I text them. I am essential personnel. I'm conflating two things that I guess are not interchangeable.
I think you're a first sender with the text. I think we are not first responders, clearly.
I'd like to say, and RIP to Richard Lewis, a comedian, we have just created an amazing Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. The episode goes as follows, because if you have been with us for the first hour plus of this show, first of all, thank you. Second of all, let me explain. Hembo is mad because nobody actually responded to his text messages that he sent to our group to prepare for the show. He then is mad because, or not mad, then he tells us he did not respond to his own name, in essence, to somebody at the butcher and gets a discount on his parking because he claims to be a first responder.
I don't get discounts on my meat. I don't get any discounts on my meat for being me or for being essential. But I object to the notion that I have been hoodwinking the parking structure here for 5 years after they told me to download that part of the app during COVID.
Not during COVID anymore.
But it's still active.
I mean, it's during COVID. It's not during the pandemic.
I know what you mean.
May not.
Of course. But I object to the fact that I still can't capitalize on this, and they allow me to do it every single day. I show them my work ID.
You are committing fraud.
I'm not committing fraud.
I believe you're committing fraud.
No, committing fraud would suggest deceit.
I would say the fact that the garage is even doing the discount still is on them.
It's on the garage.
That's a good point.
Like, why are they
saving $5 a day?
They should have stopped doing the discount. Like, why are they doing the discount?
Here it is, right here. I'll show you right now the discount card. What does it say?
COVID-19. This is fraud. It says COVID-19 first responders.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
It's shorthand for essential personnel is what it is. It's what it is.
What counterfeit printing company did you use to make that?
This is officially on the app.
Can I read this in full? Here we go. COVID-19 first responders discount card. It then has, what the heck is this called again?
QR code.
QR code. I'm so dumb.
So old.
20% off rate for up to 24 hours at all participating locations. Must show work ID to redeem discount. Credit card payment only.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to show your phone on television.
Please. But. I show my ESPN ID, and they grant me the discount. It's not on me. Bubba's right. Even if you think that I'm operating in bad faith, this is not on me.
You are not a first responder.
By the traditional metric, I am not a traditional first responder. But when I was
I was
commuting into the city at the height of the pandemic, I most definitely was essential personnel.
They told me
to download the app.
Oh, my God.
You think should have expired?
For someone so smart, let me explain to you something so dumb.
Mm.
A first responder by definition, would be someone in case of an emergency that would have the capability to respond first and provide emergency help. Giving stats about Honus Wagner would not indicate a first responder, okay? Essential personnel at that time in 2020, which is now 4 years ago, would be those going into work when others would be working from home.
Mm, which I was doing for a time. Bubba, would you attest to that? There was a time in which ESPN was very slowly rolling back the go-to-work stuff.
This is not the time! Adam in Virginia joins us here on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Is Hembo a thief? Is he committing fraud?
Hembo, you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, I'm laughing as I listen to this, but you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, first responders are very clear. It's fire, it's police, it's first aid. Your parents are medical professionals. Mm. You know what a first responder is. I am the first person to respond to my boss's emails, text messages, too. It does not make me a first responder. It makes me a brown noser, but it doesn't make me a first responder. Mm.
Is there a discount at your parking lot for brown nosing?
No, and I work from home. I mean, come on, Hembo. You should be a little ashamed of yourself.
This is unbelievable.
Maybe figure out what the money is you've been saving and donate that to your local, like, volunteer rescue squad or something. Do the right thing, man. I mean, come on. It's funny, but you should be a little embarrassed.
The idea that I should just elect not to receive a 20% discount, even though they still grant it to me, while showing my work ID strikes me as a really good way for me to lose $100 a month.
It's also like you're taking a discount for lying. At Evco Radio, at Paul Hembo on Twitter, this is interesting, at EMT-headed tweets, at us, at Evco Radio, at Paul Hembo. I'm a paramedic. Following Hembo's logic, I'm also the producer of Get Up, since I once worked in radio in the 80s.
But here's
the thing. Does Greeny know this?
This is a victimless crime.
No, it's
not.
They only
give out three of these per day. I'm not preventing an actual first responder from paying 20% less for their parking.
Do you know that?
I don't know that.
Do you know that they may not have a cap on first responders?
No.
Hey, we can only give out 5 first responder discounts a day, and this guy who gets here really early in the morning takes one of them. So the guy or gal that is, like, someone died actually the other day because they couldn't find a parking spot, and they were trying to help someone, but they couldn't get a spot in the city.
Okay.
Why? Hembo took it.
There is no blood on my hands.
There may be.
You believe that there is blood on
my
hands over these $6 I saved today.
There would be if you were a first responder.
Mick, it was blood from the butcher when he was getting the meat and when he was hunting.
Or the pheasant he killed.
Can't exactly. Wait to chill with Keith.
Mick in Virginia is on ESPN Radio on Greeny. What's up, Mick?
Yeah, this is pure stolen valor. I work construction. I worked every single day during the pandemic. I'm not getting any discounts for being a first responder.
You know why? You're not a first responder. And guess what? Exactly. Providing Greeny stats on Caleb Williams versus Drake May would not then be a first responder. Oh, my God.
Here's the thing.
There's no thing. You're a crook.
So you're saying that there is no way that I can convince you that what I'm doing is not morally bankrupt. You believe that I'm a lesser person, a lesser man for having done this.
If you said to me at my parking lot, which is not far from yours, you can get a 20% discount, but you have to lie about the reason why, I would not be able to do that.
I'm not lying about the reason why. 4 years ago, they permitted me to do this thing.
You were never a first responder. You are lying.
I am essential personnel.
That's not what the discount is for.
That's not what the
Danny
discount says.
Danny in Illinois is on ESPN Radio. What's up, Danny?
Hey, you guys, do not let Hembo near any money. This whole victimless crime thing, that's the way white-collar crime starts. Oh, I'm not hurting anyone. I'll just take this money. ESPN doesn't need it.
Do you pay taxes?
Of course.
Well, I mean, you know, the government doesn't need it.
Oh, okay.
just curious. Just curious while we're on this.
No one is – there is no victim because I
there
save
may be.
$5 every day. There is no victim.
Well, you find out today. Now, you're putting yourself at risk. Well, you ask the parking garage.
Well, the parking garage is a victim. They're yeah. Losing money.
The owner of the parking garage.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're continuing to allow this to happen.
Not just allow it, to encourage it. They want people using their garage.
Would you have the guts to actually go to the garage today on our way out and say, hey, just out of curiosity, do you have a cap at the number of first responders?
I am willing to ask if you guys would then alter your opinion about my morality. If you're not going to change your opinion, then I don't see any reason to put at risk these $100 a month.
Oh, my God.
Would your opinion of me be changed if they said there's no cap?
Are you talking like in like cool terms, like no cap, like no lie? Or what are we talking about? Oh, no salary. Okay, cap.
No cap to the number of first responders.
Brandon just finally woke up. Brandon's been asleep for the entire show.
Evan just wanted everyone to know that he knows what no cap is.
Damn right, Cam. You're no dummy on that.
No cap.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Along with The Crook, I'm Evan Cohen. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Oh my God, Hembo doesn't know what Bubba's doing right now. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. The song he's playing, Bad Boys, is the theme song for the television show Cops. He's okay, forget it. He still doesn't understand.
Is this what they sing in that Dunkin' in that Wendy's commercial? Bubba,
yes. He's not a
what you gonna do when they bring your food?
Yeah. So bad boys.
That's how you knew this theme song.
Yeah, I didn't know it was actually
not from. The cop show, or
it's
not
like
from
literally
Bad Boys with
one of the longest run. I don't think it might be on a streaming network, but it was on for like 25
I've
years.
I've never seen an episode.
Well, it sounds like you may be in an episode. We're going to get to that in a second. Along with Hembo, Evan Cohen in for Greeny today. We are brought to us by Progressive Insurance. Also want to tell everybody about Grainger. We are brought to us, I just said. We are brought to you. But Grainger, for the ones who get it done, Grainger's offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you and your facilities be safe and your people be safer. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by today. For those who just are tuning in, there's an amazing revelation on this program today. We have learned that Hembo doesn't understand what first responder means, thinks he's a first responder because he responds first to Greeny's questions, and thus has actually used the title first responder with his parking garage here in New York City and gets a discount every day as a first responder because he thought he responded first to emails, calls, and texts from Greeny. Furthermore, he doesn't understand that firefighters, police officers, and EMTs and medical professionals are actually first responders and gets $5 a day discounted off of his parking. Tommy in Connecticut joins us here on ESPN Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Good morning, Evan. Good morning, Hembo.
Good morning.
So, real quick, so I'm a past chief of volunteer fire department up in Connecticut. And you know, there's a couple of things that I get, you know, 10 or 15% off on as such. But, Paul, I need an on-air pledge from you that you will at least take a CPR, first aid, and AED class to at least classify yourself as someone who could potentially help someone in need.
I'm glad you mention it, because when my wife and I were preparing to have our twin daughters, she and I took a CPR class. And so now this was all done for babies, so I don't know if I could actually resuscitate you or any other grown-up, but I will say this. If there are any babies choking around me in New York City, I do know how to ensure that their airwaves are cleared. So I don't think that satisfies what you're asking me.
All right. I'm proud of you, because infant CPR is actually much more complicated than adult stuff.
But he just said he can't do it.
Right, I can do it for an infant.
He took a class. No, but Tommy, here's what he basically is saying. It's like, you took an art class. That doesn't mean you're Van Gogh because you took the art class.
No, but it does mean that for, you know, 2% of the population, I could probably perform CPR if necessary at a moment's notice.
That does not make you a first responder. Rob in New York joins us here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. But Hembo, I have but three things to say. Number one, I'm an ex-Navy veteran. Okay, that's one thing.
Thank you for your service.
Two,
by the way, he thinks he is too, because he was at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia once.
What's number two?
No. I was actually in Desert Storm. Desert
Storm. Not you, Hembo.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm also a professional disc jockey of 30 plus years, so I have experience with the media. So thank you again very much. But here's the third part. When COVID hit, I became a person that worked for the post office. That is a first responder. So my question for you is, do you think we can do your job without you being there?
The answer is yes, just not as well.
That doesn't make you a first responder.
But it does make me essential.
I'm sorry. People from the post office, people that are soldiers, yeah.
Oh, of course. I mean, there's absolutely zero comparison between me and you who actually matter and have done actual things.
No,
and thank you for your service.
Based on, yes, thank you for your service again. But based on your logic, a veteran, veteran stadium, soldier, soldier field would be like, I'm just like them because I respond first to emails.
But not everyone gets Greeny the advanced metrics on J.J. McCarthy that fast.
So. It's essential.
Cam, you're on it.
It's
you're
essential.
On it. Very good point. Johnny in New Jersey joins us here on ESPN Radio. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, this is Jolly Johnny, the great Bentonimo, Clown Lord and Mad Destroyer from outer space. I got one quick question, okay? I got one quick question. So you got to pay for parking there. You got to, like, is that building, is that parking deck owned by ESPN or whoever pays your paycheck?
No, it is not.
No, completely different company.
It's not owned by ESPN.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say, like, if you got to pay for parking, you're paying a company to park in the job you're going to, then they're robbing you.
No, fortunately, that is not the case.
Okay, well then my point is a little moot, and I'm sorry for calling in and taking some other people's time.
No,
that might
good.
Have some actual, you know, like real input in this. But either way, you know, eat the rich and get the discounts where you can, because the rich people do it all the time.
Yeah, but even if you're lying, Johnny, even if you're lying about being a first responder.
I'm not lying. I just have a good accountant.
You're lying. Last one on this, at least for now, because I have a feeling everyone's going to be talking about this, I'm hoping, at some point here. And especially Greeny when he's back next week. Brent in Iowa joins us here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Hembo, first of all, a lot of respect. I really love your intelligence and what you bring to the show. But I just want to give you one short analogy. If I was the guy that brings bottled water into ESPN, and I have a badge to get into ESPN, and I use that badge to say I'm an ESPN employee and get any maybe free foods or any discounts you may receive in the building, would that not be a fraud?
It would actually not be a fraud, because there are enough vendor types that do work here that do partake in the things that we do here. So I would say that would not be considered fraud based upon my first-person experience here and people that come in and out of the building.
What world are you from?
What are you talking about?
Someone that has a pass because they work for their company to deliver something here at ESPN does not work for ESPN, would not get the same benefits from ESPN, just like we wouldn't get the same benefits from their company.
They're not getting dental insurance from us, but they can eat the sandwiches when they come in, and they do. Isn't that what he's talking about? Like
but
ESPN
No,
perks?
They can't, and no, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Let's get Brent on our 401k plan.
I mean, what are you talking about?
They match here, by the way, Brent. They match.
Hembo, you are remarkable. Tune into NBA action tomorrow night as the Lakers host the Nuggets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio. And then Sunday, we've got the Mavs and the Sixers, also presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Can I pitch an idea to you about something with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Mm.
As some have on Twitter, by the way, called you Chiefsaholic now, that you are similar to that guy, the criminal who robbed banks. I see it. CJ has now tweeted that you are Chiefsaholic.
Do you like that comp?
No, but I think it's funny just to compare you to Chiefsaholic. So I was thinking about this. Last week or earlier this week, whenever it was, the NFL salary cap was increased by a significant amount, right? Do you know the percentages or something?
It was
13%.
It was $13 million more than projected.
Okay, that's a lot. It's interesting that it happens, and it's total coincidence. One has nothing to do with the other. But it's interesting that it happens at the same time the Kansas City Chiefs have won two Super Bowls in a row. The NBA had an increase in their cap years ago because of the TV deal. At the same exact time, the Golden State Warriors were coming off of a title and then a 73-win season, and it gave them enough cap space to get Kevin Durant. I am wondering whether or not we are going to look back at this moment. The Chiefs already have a dynasty, but wonder whether or not the length of the dynasty is actually determined by this moment. Because Kevin Durant going to the Warriors truly made them into a dynasty. They won the next two championships, got to the finals if KD and Klay don't get hurt. I personally believe that they would have beaten the Toronto Raptors. They have a couple of down years. And then, of course, they beat the Boston Celtics. But all of that, the entire team changed. Maybe even the wear and tear on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green because of Kevin Durant's presence was actually decreased and extended the prime of their career a little bit because of playing with somebody as great and iconic and Hall of Fame player like Kevin Durant. That I wonder, with this offseason, will the Chiefs be able to re-sign guys like Chris Jones and whether or not they bring back L'Jarius Sneed or maybe even use him in a trade and then bring other guys in that we will look back at this and say, this is their Kevin Durant Warriors moment where the dynasty is increased because of the increase in cap.
$13 million more than what you budgeted for is very consequential for NFL teams.
And if you get a first responder discount.
Especially so in that case. I think what is the likeliest scenario for the Chiefs this offseason is that they prioritize Chris Jones, a player that they can now afford to pay a market value contract to. But I still, despite the $13 million increase, do not see them bringing back L'Jarius Sneed. The likeliest scenario there is they tag him and they trade him. Why can they do that? Well, because they have created a player development behemoth. The Chiefs have effectively hit the jackpot when it comes to identifying the best quarterback in the NFL while also having a general manager who consistently finds diamonds in the rough. The fact that you can just draft Trent McDuffie in the first round and he become an all-pro player is so promising to me because I can let L'Jarius Sneed walk, get stuff for him, and continue to regenerate my program in the draft. Now, do I think that the salary cap spike helps them disproportionately in relation to other teams? Probably, because they have a quarterback who's always going to have a super large contract. But I don't necessarily think that they're going to be able to find a Kevin Durant type from another team, like, let's say, a Mike Evans, who comes and is effectively the reason they win another championship or two.
Yeah, but if it's not Mike Evans, what if it's two or three other guys that now fit into space that they didn't have previously?
Right, because they effectively punted the wide receiver position last year.
They won a Super Bowl.
And they won a freaking Super Bowl. It actually does enable them to also control for the inevitable decline of Travis Kelce. What they can now do is build the off-ramp. That's so much money, and they have such a good front office that I follow your logic trail. The Kevin Durant decision was a lightning bolt. And we might not ever see something in the NFL to that extent.
But it was also because of a cap spike.
We'll see what the Chiefs wind up doing in regards to the free agents that they target and trade partners for L'Jarius Sneed potentially. But the aggression with which they can operate now is certainly going to be at the behest of the salary cap increase. And in some sense, potentially, we have Taylor Swift to thank for that.
You're not wrong about that. By the way, you dismissed my pitch on this angle prior to actually hearing
it. How so?
Really?
How so?
You said, I don't want to talk about that. And I said, no, I would like to pitch you something.
Oh, I see. So
was there enough relevance in your mind? Like, will we look back at this moment that I pitched you that this offseason is so important for the dynastic run of the Chiefs because of the cap spike? Or do you think everything we just talked about the last 3 minutes will ultimately be irrelevant? Be honest with me.
So I have to be honest with you. I am much too judgmental. I am much too, oh, this is your idea, not mine. It can't really be that good, right?
Oh, that's what it was?
And that's a character flaw of mine that I'm acknowledging in front of America. I am sorry for this character flaw that I am working on. No, I'm not a first responder. I'm sort of an essential personnel, and I'm far too judgmental, and my name is Paul. I'm going to continue to work out these things when you and I are together, and I will do the best that I can to pay full price for parking and not to jump your ideas no matter how good or bad they might be.
And I'm not suggesting this is the best conversation that anyone has ever had. I'm suggesting that you had no interest in having it because it came out of my mouth. And that is fascinating to me.
That is true.
Now I understand why Cam and Bubba never respond to you. It's pointless. Because if they pitch a topic, you won't do it.
I won't not do it. I just won't choose to do it.
Now it's
isn't
starting.
That the same thing?
No, because
and this is why
these
we
aren't
don't
my
respond.
These aren't all my choices. We're a big happy. Well, we are a big dysfunctional family, and we all get input in the matter. And I understand that dynamic.
No, but now I'm really starting to understand Cam and Bubba's logic behind never responding.
So
to
you're on their side?
I wasn't until now.
You
outed yourself. You told on yourself.
I mean, today hasn't been a great day for Hembo, for on many levels.
There have been a few matters that have painted me unattractive.
You know, there's a juicy piece of sound I want to play.
Nah, can't be that juicy.
But when Bubba leads into
is Evan's suggestion.
Well, I mean, you guys oversell everything. You told me hibachi was like this thing I had to do, and then it fails to live up to expectations. So my presupposition now is, okay, well, you're going to sell something. It's going to fall short of expectations.
All right, fine. You know what? We're going to go to the phones because based on what you just did. Chris in Illinois, what's going on, Chris? Because, talk, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, just out of curiosity, about how long have you been using this discount?
For about 4 years or a little bit less than 4 years.
Oh, brother, you better get a lawyer. Are you aware that in the state of New York, it's a felony for stealing over $1,000, and you admitted live on the radio to doing it?
I've not stolen a cent, my friend. I was told to download the app. I was told to use it. I show my work ID, and they grant it every single day, my friend. Every single day.
Oh, that's a fraud. Mm.
Bubba?
Chris is
Cam,
acting like you're breaking into banks and, like, stealing from the vault.
If we found out that Hembo using the discount code for first responders at a parking garage resulted in him getting arrested, would that cause us to feel guilty or cause us to laugh?
It would be great content for the show.
Hembo, that's all I'm worried about. People got arrested because he was stealing from a garage.
I'm not stealing anything.
Not so sneaky anymore, are you, Hembo?
Here's a sneaky Hembo trivia today. How long was Hembo in jail for in 2024? We'll do it as group trivia. What are the standings?
I'm looking at a list.
Speaking of which, we do have group trivia to do about right now.
I'm looking at a list of all players in NBA history to win at least 4 scoring titles. You are going to give me, collectively, all 4 players.
4 players to win at least 4.
Excuse me, 5 players. 5 players to win at least 4 scoring titles in the history of the NBA.
Okay. We will have the answer to that question coming up next. It is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hello, Hembo. Evan Cohen in for Greeny today. Hembo heading to Rikers Island after the show, getting arrested for claiming he's a first responder and getting discounts on his parking all over New York City.
I feel like you're mischaracterizing what has happened here.
I'm not at all. Not at all. Not even in the slightest.
What's your trivia question?
I'm looking at a list of all players in NBA history that won at least four scoring titles. There are five players that have won at least four scoring titles. And for group trivia today, you are going to give me all five names.
All right, so the easy one, guys, we're going to do is MJ, right? I mean, I think we're good on MJ.
Lock in Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is correct. Michael Jordan won 10 scoring titles, which is the most in NBA history.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Wilt Chamberlain is our next official guess.
That's right. Wilt Chamberlain won 7 scoring titles, which is second in NBA history.
Do we feel good about Iverson? I believe that was an answer to a trivia question recently. I think he has 4.
I mean, you feel very good about that. I mean, you have been hyping that. I mean, during the same era that Iverson was playing, obviously Kobe was playing, but he was playing with Shaq. I mean, you know, maybe they offset in terms of the points per game average there, but if you want to go,
I feel pretty good about Iverson.
All right, let's go Iverson.
Allen Iverson.
That's right. Allen Iverson won 4 scoring titles, tied for 3rd in NBA history.
All right. Other names we have written down are Harden and Kareem. Should we consider Shaq, or he's not in there, we don't think?
You got to think about the when on this, right? Yeah. So Iverson would have won it late 90s, early 2000s. Shaq, in this scenario, would have won it in the early to mid 90s.
Yeah.
Which would have been around the or 2000s, which is the same time as Iverson, same time as Michael on the front end.
And Kobe, and obviously. Kobe.
I don't think Shaq.
I mean, Kareem
is the next one.
In the history
I think
of
it's
going to
be an older person and then a newer person.
I could have sworn
We have that. We have that then. Yeah. We have Kareem and we have Harden.
I'm going Kareem next official guess.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won 2 scoring titles.
What?
Only 2.
What a loser.
He played for a long time, I guess.
Loser.
Really good in Dave, if anybody watches Dave. He was hysterical in that show with Lil Dicky. Anyway,
and Airplane.
And yeah, I mean,
what he's best known
one.
For
what about
is
Kobe?
Acting.
I'm throwing out Kobe.
Kobe also won 2 scoring titles.
Right. Okay.
James Harden?
He won 3.
Jeez. Yeah, I think Iverson was the only one with 4 since MJ was the question.
So how many do we have left?
We have 2 left still.
Yeah, you only have 3 out of 5. You guys did say the name of one guy who's very contemporary.
Durant?
Yeah, Kevin Durant has 4 scoring titles.
Man.
So I thought you'd get those 4. The 5th one is very challenging, very sneaky, and you would have to have remembered this happening or you'd have to have known it. And it's George Gervin.
I was about to say that, but it doesn't matter because I didn't say it.
Man.
You thought of Gervin.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I thought that. Because of the fact that I was joking with Cam in the break. Cam said, you know, I just can't remember the 70s.
Yeah.
And we were laughing about that. And instead of laughing about Cam's funny line, we should have actually treated that as an opening.
Should have thought about the 70s.
Right. We should have said who could have led the NBA in scoring in the 70s.
Gervin led the league in scoring in 78, 79, 80, and 82.
See, that's just outside of my range.
Classic Iceman.
Finger roll.
A good question, though, was it not? Can I get some affirmation?
Right. I liked it. Yeah, can I get some validation?
I'm looking to like play the whole range.
As long as we're just outing everything, can I just ask a question?
Mm.
Just very quickly, how come like all the guests get to be on the rankings and the scoreboard every week, and I don't?
So that is a question.
I've filled in for this show 20 times.
20?
Literally 20.
So that is a question that I have asked. That is actually Cam's decision. If it were my decision, again, this is my game. If it were my decision. but we have an official score here. Who objects to that notion? Cam, why do you object to that notion?
Greeny's name is on the show. When Greeny's in, we count the scores. When Greeny is not in, we don't count the scores.
That's
just no way to make your guest feel, though. No, that's a great reason. Like, I actually have no issue with that whatsoever. That was such a good answer. It shuts me down.
It's a good answer, but it's not a satisfactory answer.
I'm the one who's complaining. I mean,
Evan was actually here the other day, like for trivia, but he walked away. You could have been here for group trivia.
You don't voluntarily stay a second segment if you're not invited.
You could have stayed for group trivia.
Well, now you invite me 3 days after the fact.
Oh, I remember. You left.
And I had to ask you the answer.
And then the next day he asked me so he could text his friend.
He could have been on the scoreboard that day.
Mm. No, yeah, I stand corrected. So we'll
get you a part of it.
If you missed any of Greeny, you can catch up on both hours of the show and the Greeny podcast, available daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, Bubba, who you got?
All right, who you got brought to you by Granger. We'll start in the NBA because tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern, Lakers-Nuggets on ABC and ESPN Radio. Who you got here?
Denver.
Yeah, give me Denver. Right now, Jokic is playing out of his freaking mind, and the Lakers have played a very condensed schedule lately. Playing at altitude is very difficult. I'll take the Nuggets to win this game and cover the number.
All right, time now for the KOD brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. Download today. What a play. Bubba.
Well, that was the KOD, so the time has already passed.
My bad.
Good job. 105 years ago Tuesday, Woodrow Wilson established Grand Canyon National Park. Good job, Woody. Who you got as your favorite national park?
You have to give me a list of national parks.
Have you never been to a national park?
Yellowstone?
Have you been to Yellowstone?
I believe I have, yeah.
You believe you've been to Yellowstone? Feels like the kind of thing you'd have remembered.
Yeah, I'm going to go Yellowstone. Big Yellowstone guy.
My answer is Grand Canyon. I was at the Grand Canyon 5 or 6 years ago, and I found it to be breathtaking. I will say, slightly overrated. I was extremely eager to go.
Breathtaking, but overrated.
But like, I thought it was going to be like a wonder of the world. It didn't quite live up to that hype. In hindsight, I wish I had kind of gone down into the canyon and done like either like the little helicopter ride.
I wouldn't mind you going down to the canyon.
Or the rapids, yeah, you and everyone. But I would say the Grand Canyon is my favorite national park, and I would recommend it to anyone interested in going.
Is there anything you're whelmed by? You seem underwhelmed by a lot. Hibachi, Grand Canyon, all in the same lineage.
I always have enormous expectations for things that maybe the issue is my expectation and not what actually happens.
I just want now you to have to use the terminology that Cam just gave you when something is exactly what you expect it to be. Like, you know what? Caleb Williams. I'm whelmed by it.
I'm whelmed.
Not over, not under.
I am whelmed.
He properly whelmed me.
By Blake Snell's contact management.
Next one.
Okay.
Who you got brought to you by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. I don't think Hembo is going to be able to answer this question, so this will probably just be for Evan. 39 years ago Wednesday, Michael Jackson won a record-breaking 8 Grammy Awards. Who you got as your favorite MJ song?
Oh, good one. Okay. Am I sappy if I just say Man in the Mirror?
It's like a good song.
Is that too sappy or
that's
no?
That's all right. I mean, I don't think that would be a lot of people's favorite.
Why would that be sappy?
Because it's like a slower song. It's not a dance song. It's not like a party song or anything like that. But it gets you going in a it's almost like...
It's a great song?
Yeah, it's in a weird way, it's almost In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins. Not the same, but I'm just saying it gets you going, like motivating. Totally different in the way in which it's presented, but I'll go Man in the Mirror.
Can you name a Michael Jackson song?
There's a very famous song of his
has a few famous songs.
I'm not pulling your leg right now. I'm trying to think of it. It's like he's like doing a lot of tap dancing with his feet.
Well, that's every song, but
every song.
No, but it's like a very famous music.
Thriller? Do you know Thriller?
Thriller. That's what I was thinking. I know Thriller, and I also know the Alien Ant Farm cover of Smooth Criminal.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. Anyways, 1 minute. 68 years ago yesterday, Gilbert Gottfried was born. He died in 2022.
Okay.
Sad. Who you got as your favorite comedian?
I got to ask you something, and I'm not kidding. People have told me this is the biggest insult I've ever gotten. Apologies, Gilbert.
That you look like him?
Yeah. I don't look anything like Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, you got to sound like him now, too. No, I think I could see it.
I don't look anything like him.
Now that you
mention it. Has anyone ever told you that you look like Evan Cohen?
I've never gotten that.
Making the reference from like an hour ago with no context and 30 seconds left is such a hard position to put me in right now.
Right, right, right. I enjoy doing that. I like watching you squirm.
He got recognized. Somebody asked if it was him. He said no. That's just
such
good.
A weird thing to do for a non-famous person.
Yeah, not good.
Carlin versus Joe coming up next. Let's hope Hembo doesn't get arrested. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.